Between the pillars in the North Aisle, you'll find the memorial to Lady Caroline Neville, wife to the first Lord Wenlock, who died in 1868. The memorial is carved by Count Gleichen, cousin to Queen Victoria. The skill and beauty of the carving led to this comment in Bulmer's Directory of 1892. Did the church possess no other attraction, the sight of this noble work of art alone would be well worth a journey to Eskrick. It's easy to understand the motivation behind this praise when you look closely at the delicate lace cuffs and finely carved hands. You'll notice, however, that the memorial was badly damaged by fire in 1923. The fire started on the roof where a workman was carrying out repairs using a blow lamp. A gust of wind caught the flame and ignited the woodwork. The huge blaze spread quickly. Within 2 hours, despite the best efforts of locals and the York Fire Brigade, the church interior was completely ruined. The devastation was caught on camera, in the photograph on the interpretation board behind you. Only the baptistry and vestry remained intact. Many treasures were lost, including the stained glass windows, the organ, the beautiful Devonshire marble pillars in the main church, the angel corbels that supported the roof, and the ornate gas lamps. The Yorkshire Post gave this account of the fire.
The organ was quickly involved, and the flames burning with great intensity. The tower was soon pouring out a dense volume of smoke. The floor of the ringing chamber was rapidly burnt through, and the clock, having chimed at 12:30, stopped at 12:35, and shortly afterwards fell. The flames continued to roar up the lofty tower as in a funnel, and at 1:10, the 5 bells fell with a crash as the belfry frame collapsed amid a shower of sparks.